Shoftim Perik Yudches Pasuk Tes Vav. So the 600 warriors of Dun are on their way to Laish to conquer easy pickings, and they have made a little diversion off the road to stop at the house of Micha and check in on the Pesel that had given them their good news on their way up. Vayasuru Shama. And so the men of Dun got off the road and stopped off at the house of Micha. Vayavoh el beis hana'ar alevi beis Micha. But rather than to go to the householder to go see Micha himself, they made a little extra turn off the driveway, and they came to the house of the young Levi in the household of Micha. Once again, he's a Na'ar. So when we hear about him objectively, we know that he's a Na'ar. He's a fool. He's a young man. He's somebody who is fickle and not reliable. Vayishalu lo l'shalom, and they greeted him. They asked him how he was doing. But in the meantime, the only ones to make the step up are the five guys. The Shesh Meos Ish Chagurim Kalei Milchamtam. And in the meantime, the other 600 warriors, dressed in all of their weapons, Nitzavim Pesach HaShoar. They didn't come into the Levi's house to look threatening, because they are trying to lure him with a sweet offer rather than to threaten him. So they stayed outside by the doorway to the gate, the opening to the complex. They're there in the garden, you know, hanging around, checking out the flowers, peeking around at Pesel Micha to see how it's doing. Asher Mibnei Dun, and all of these guys, once again, it is re-emphasized, are from the tribe of Dun. The tribe of Dun is not going to come off very well in this story. They are easily seduced into performing Avodah Zarah, worshipping Avodah Zarah, keeping it alive for an extended period of time, and they are thugs. They are showing up with weapons, and they're going to take what they want without regard for anybody else, including the poor, peaceful inhabitants of Laish, who no doubt went to the UN afterwards and asked for a few resolutions, but also even in the household of Micha himself. And so, the five men that had gone to spy out the land went up and entered the house of the Levi to have a little chat with him. Ba'ushama. And they not only went into the house of the Levi, but they made their way into the little gazebo, the little round shrine of the Pesel that Micha had put up. He was very proud of everything he had made, a lovely prayer garden, meditation, souvenir shop. And they went in, lachues ha-Pesel, and they started grabbing everything they could get their hands on. Notice the 600 are not even bothering. It's just the five guys. And they came to take the Pesel, the carved image, Vesa Ephod and the great apron of the priest, so-called, Vesa Trafim and the additional service statues, Vesa Masecha and the molded image, Vesa Kohen Nitzav Pesach HaShar, and now he's the Kohen again. Because first of all, he's here in his official capacity, but second of all, anytime we're talking about Sheva Dun's attitude toward him, he's called the priest rather than the boy. And the Kohen is standing there by the gate, and he's got 600 guys all around him who are wearing their weapons of war. So the way the Me'am Lois tells it was they went into the Levi and greeted him in a friendly way. They thanked him for his blessing. They told him about how successful they were. And the way the Me'am Lois puts it, they invited him to come out and meet their friends who were waiting at the gate. And so the other men, treating him as a Kohen, which is why that word is important here, are flattering him and chatting with him and getting to know him. And he's becoming one of the guys. And these are warrior guys. How often does a Levi, you know, a geeky priest, get to be one of the warrior guys? He's with the popular dudes. The football team is chatting with him. Yilchaz ve'ele bo'u beis micha. And in the meantime, and this is a re-emphasis of what already had been going on. Why did they come to the Beis Mikha? For one purpose. Vayichu es Pesel ha-Ephod. They took the Pesel ha-Ephod. It's kind of Pesel kama ha-Ephod, even though the Trump puts it as one phrase. The apron, Vesatrofim, Vesamasecho, the statues, the molded image. Vayomra aleim ha-Kohen. And finally, he snaps out of it. And so the priest says to them, Ma'atem osim, what are you doing? What are you doing? So he seems a little bit upset. Maybe he feels a little guilty. He is a salaried employee. Here he is. He was supposed to be working for Micha's betterment. And instead, now he finally puts up kind of a token protest. What are you doing? And they're going to convince him very easily. Yotes vayomru lo hachareish sim yorcha al picha v'lechi mano. And he told them, be quiet. Be quiet, Kohen. Shush. Hush. Hush now, little Kohen. Put your hand over your own mouth. V'lechi mano and come along with us. V'heye lanu la'avulu Kohen. Same phrase Micha had used. Be for us a father, you'll be a leader, and a priest. A Levi never had an offer this good. Living hand to mouth on barely any miser money, and now you'll be our priest. Hatov heyoscha kohen leves hishechad. Would you rather, is it better, that you should be a kohen for the house of one single man? Just one person? Oh heyoscha kohen leshevet ulunshpacha b'Yisrael. Wouldn't you rather be a priest for an entire tribe and a family in Yisrael? And perhaps that word mishpacha is again to emphasize the closeness that everybody has within Shevet Dan, because they're all from one family. They're all one kin. So you will be part of the in crowd. You're going to sit at the popular table with all the cool guys. Do you really want to stay over here in your little one-horse temple? Or do you want to come with us? Come with us to Laish. We'll conquer it. You'll be a hero. You'll be for a whole Shevet B'Yisrael. Shevet B'Yisrael, that's really not a very positive thing. A Shevet B'Yisrael that's abandoning God and going for Avodah Zarah, would you rather? But nevertheless, they're puffing him up and they're giving him food for his ego. And again, he's a Na'ar. He's a young man and he's easily swayed by promises of hanging out with the team. And so we will see, he's going to jump at the offer right away, disregarding any loyalty he has to his previous and current employer.